And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. We are back and now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Hope you enjoyed the break. Now you're going to enjoy more music. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head on over to the website where we get the charts.
Well, Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out. I feel like I'm talking a lot slower today because if I try to talk too fast, my sore throat gets
even
in the
sore.
Way.
It's...
And I stutter on my words, but I got some sore throat tea, so maybe this
got a nice, it's a nice tea, it's got a nice aroma to it. It's an
smells orange-y. Like oranges in here.
It is, it's great, it's great, it's awesome too, is it's covering up your BO, so that's good.
Oh,
you can find us online as well. It is earshot20@gmail.com for our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, happy to do that for you, and we'll do it in the form of playing in something from your latest release, and we'll give you an interview. It's that easy. So please get in touch with us. Big hour lined up for you as we get into the top 10 with some movement. And as Brian was talking about in the first hour of the program, a new number one. And we also have Stephen Karlick back on the program in this hour to chat a little bit more about music news. And we're talking with Chris Slorak from Metz. He's going to be talking to us a little bit about the new album, some of their touring, and something interesting as well. A little note about video games. If you're a video game aficionado, I feel like Stephen liked using that word when we talked about the record store day, records and record aficionados, and now I feel like I need to use that word at least once a day in my vocabulary. I'm an email aficionado. I don't know what the word means either. I should look it up because it's probably, I'm not using it in the right context, but...
Don't look it up.
No?
Just keep using it. The way
yeah.
you are.
Yeah. I am a hamburger aficionado. And so we've got lots of great stuff coming your way in the next hour of the program. And we'll also have some semblance of the lowdown. It's been pared down a little bit in the past few weeks. We haven't done the full, you haven't given the full jargon, but
it doesn't get much better this week. Pretty busy with the conference.
I know
that we're hosting here in just a couple of days, and so we'll ramp the, I feel like the show's still great, the show's still been going well. We had lots of really great interviews, sometimes yeah. less in previous weeks than others, but once the conference is over, it'll be fresh blood and energy, and we'll ramp it
sure
ramp
will.
It back up.
Yeah,
no, I'm gonna do lots of things.
Oh, even brand new segments I don't even know about. Okay, well, let's get into it. Start at number 10, make our way up from that.
All right, we're going to hear from Godspeed You Black Emperor. They're sitting still in that spot. Their album is called Asunder Sweet and Other Distress. You're going to hear a track called Asunder Sweet. Joel Plaskett at number 9, up from number 11, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test, and a track called All Right, Okay. And we're going to hear from Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart, their self-titled collaborative record at number 8, down from number 5. You're going to hear a track called Layla.
It's the Long Song Album. That's what I call this one. The Long Song Album. Godspeed You Black Emperor in at number 10, Asunder Sweet, right now. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
All right. Roll it there, Thomas, if you're not already. Yeah. To deliver Jameson's whiskey's hard on the liver. Tell me something I don't know. I close my eyes, I sleep on a pillow, and someone dies. I weep like a willow, blow him a kiss and say bye bye, friend. You're never coming back again. But that's alright, that's okay. If you're still standing, that's the price you pay. When you're gone, you don't come back. So you roll like a train. The stars above, she's a little dipper that I'm thinking of, and she's never coming back again. When she said goodbye, the words that came quick, she spit them out fast, and I felt so sick. Now there ain't nothing magic in this magic trick, because she's never coming back again. But that's alright, that's okay, she never really knew me anyway. She taped her regrets to my microphone stand, said you can't hold the hand of a rock and roll. The Joni Mitchell song's coming out of my speakers. Going to the shop for a new pair of sneakers. Then I'm gonna take a walk. Let's ride. I be hanging from the branches of my family tree. You know I look like my daddy, daddy looks like me. Halifax, Nova Scotia is the land of the free. I don't care what the anthem says. That's alright, that's okay. If it's time to blow the yellow screen, once in a while it's bound to ring. Chuck Berry sings my jingle-a-ling-a-ling. I lost my map when I lost my phone. Gotta get gone. Ain't got a clue how to get back home. I guess I better ask at the bar. Au revoir.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Feel again, Layla.
That was Layla by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart from their self-titled debut collaborative record at number 8, down 3 spots. At number 9, up 2 spots, is Joel Plask at the Park Avenue Sobriety Test and a track called All Right Okay. And we heard Asunder Sweet from Godspeed You Black Emperor. They're sitting still at number 10, and their record is called Asunder Sweet and Other Distress.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. Now counting down the top 10 albums, and of course coming up, as we've been talking about throughout the program, we're going to be chatting with Chris from the band Metz. They're at number 2 this week, so that's coming up. But first, we've got to get back to the music news, because we still got lots to talk about. Steven back on the line with us, and Beach House has some news, and I know Beach House is not a stranger to the charts for sure, and they've got a new one to drop.
Yeah, it's been a while since 2012 now, when they released Bloom. Sub Pop now tells us that they have a forthcoming album called Depression Cherry on August 28th, which is a great name for an album, if you ask me. A press release explains that the band's fifth full-length features 9 new songs that were produced and recorded by the band and recorder Chris Cody at Bogalusa, LA's studio in the country. Sessions took place between November 2014 and this past January. Adds that the recordings are a bit more stripped down than what we'd heard on Bloom and 2010's Teen Dream. Apparently loud drums are skipped this time around for what they call, quote, a return to simplicity, with songs structured around a melody and a few instruments. They added, with the growing success of Teen Dream and Bloom, the larger stages and bigger rooms naturally drove us towards a louder, more aggressive place, a place farther from our natural tendencies. Here we continue to let ourselves evolve while fully ignoring the commercial context in which we exist. This is very funny, considering that this was certainly the first time a Beach House record ever trended on Twitter when it was announced. So big things for the band, small things coming from them apparently. A bunch of tour dates announced, none of them in Canada at this time. But you can pre-order the new album in a sumptuous red velvet sleeve and on special colored vinyl for the Loser Edition. You can find more about that at exclaim.ca.
Sounds awesome, and I'm sure that we'll hear from them. As soon as that album comes out, we'll hear from them on the charts, pretty popular within the campus community radio sector. We will kick it over now. We've got, of course, can't not talk about festivals, because it's happening, and they're just coming up, and some of them are happening now, some of them will be happening late in the summer. Toronto Urban Roots Festival is expanding their lineup.
Yes, it is. Short for that is TURF, and they are expanding their lineup with a bunch of new bands added to the previously announced lineup. This is a fourth wave of performer announcements for the festival, which is pretty cool. It reveals that Passenger, Lucinda Williams, The Strumbellas, Cattle, Steve Poltz, and Les Hôtesses de l'Air will be joining the bill for this year's edition. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club were also recently announced as part of the Sunday schedule. That will, of course, come on Sunday, September 20th. They'll be joining a lineup that already includes Of Monsters and Men, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Wilco, the Avett Brothers, Nico Case, UB40, Cake, Desaparecidos, Deer Hunter, Built to Spill, Grand Analog, Royal Canoe, and a ton of others. That will, of course, happen September 18th to 20th at Fort York in Toronto. More details at exclaim.ca and, of course, at their official site.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's a great lineup and lots to take in for that festival, so check it out. It should be good. Now, we'll end things off kind of on a slightly weird note. North by Northeast is responding to some concerns in a petition over one of their acts, which, you know, you might have to set this up, because I don't know if some of our listeners would know about what the controversy was in the first place.
So some controversy surrounding Action Bronson. He is, of course, a New York rapper who sounds exactly like Ghostface Killah, actually, if you listen to him. A petition was recently launched to block his North by Northeast show. Action Bronson does not have the best reputation when it comes to the portrayal of women and how his lyrics treat women. A petition was launched with the aim of putting a stop to his upcoming free show at Yonge and Dundas Square on June 21st. The petition opposes Bronson's appearance on the grounds that he glorifies violence against women. It criticizes his, quote, violent misogyny, and argues that his song, it's titled Consensual Rape, constitutes hate speech. So some very controversial things. A lot of people I've heard from both sides, for sure. And now, of course, North by Northeast has responded. In a press release sent out on May 27th, the festival noted that Bronson's previous 2012 appearance with Killer Mike, Raekwon, and Ghostface Killah was what they called a, quote, positive one. And while the organizers are welcoming discussion, they say that they will uphold individual artists' rights to express their views through their music. You can read the entirety of the festival's response at exclaim.ca, but the gist of it is that Action Bronson will be allowed to perform. A short snippet of it reads, quote, North by Northeast will also present a number of rap artists at various venues, such as Tink and Kate Tempest, who have been lauded for the undisguised feminist viewpoints in their music, said Sarah Peel, managing director of North by Northeast. That being said, in the interest of moving forward in a positive manner, we are engaging in discussion with our community about this important issue and looking to provide opportunities for concerned voices to be heard. So both sides making points. It's controversial material, and certainly it's sensitive material. Apparently at this point, Action Bronson has caught wind of the campaign, seems unfazed by the concerns. He tweeted, ha ha ha, I thought they loved me in Toronto. I can't wait to come. So he is not bothered by it. We'll see what happens, but definitely worthy of conversation.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting. It's interesting to know or to think about where that line gets drawn. But like you said, it's quite polarized, one side or the other. Who knows what'll happen? But sounds like he's going to still be playing. So you can head down to Yonge and Dundas Square and see him in Toronto.
There's lots North of other Northeast. Great stuff at North by Northeast, certainly.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Tons of stuff to see, so...
Awesome. All right, well, we'll leave it at that and see what comes out of that story. But now we're going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week. And I know this is always something that is very happy and we look forward to. So it's all on you, and thanks very much for joining us on the program again this week.
Thank you. My song pick this week is by an artist who will not be a stranger to Earshot listeners. His name is Dan Bejar, or Bejar, however you pronounce it. He is, of course, also known by the title Destroyer on his solo albums, and as well as a member of New Pornographers. He has a new album coming out. It is called Poison Season, and it will be out later this year. It features a first single called Dream Lover, and it's, as per usual, an incredible song. Very catchy, about 4 minutes coming your way. It's called Dream Lover by Destroyer on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. City, lovers on the run, lovers on the run. Haunted starlight gets in your eyes, grabs hold of us and turns us around. All the signs say you're in for surprise. All the signs are saying this way to town. All the signs are saying this way. You're sick in bed. You're sick. Love
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Jamie XX, Faith No More, Patrick Watson, Brandon Flowers, Jazz Cartier, Buffy St. Marie, and our annual festival guide for all the festivals across Canada this summer. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
It's a symbol of
It's the Earshot 20.
That was again by Faith Healer, last week number 2, this week number 6, from the album Cosmic Troubles. Before that, we heard Purity Ring at number 7, up one spot, is their latest, Another Eternity, and Flood on the Floor. And Stephen Karlik's pick this week is a new song by Destroyer from their forthcoming new album, and that track was called Dream Lover.
All right, good stuff. We're going to move along now, bring it into your number 5, and coming up after that, we'll break one more time from the charts as we chat a little bit about some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20. An abridged lowdown, if you will, and then you'll hear from our top 3, including an interview with Chris Slowrak from Metz. It's going to be awesome. So why don't we get right into it?
All right, we're going to hear from Great Lake Swimmers. Their newest is called A Forest of Arms. It's at number 5, up one spot. And here's a track called Zero in the City.
The frozen St. Lawrence, white and blue. wasn't sure the way it is and the way it could be. Both are. We got back in the car. You always tell me the truth, even when it hurts me, it hurts you. Could you go a little easy? Would it kill you? Living out the dream, out on the road now for a couple weeks. So intimate with all that we had wanted, all that we hoped for, and all that we dreamed. The way it is and the way it could be. But I don't really touch what I get, what I need, the way it is and the way it could be. Two brown dogs came out running across the highway, panting and low to the ground. And then
it's the Earshot 20.
That was The Weather Station with Way It Is, Way It Could Be from her latest record, Loyalty, at number 4, up from number 13. And at 5, up one spot is Great Lake Swimmers, A Force of Arms, and the track Zero in the City.
All right, we've got a few more tracks to get to, but before we do that, just going to give you a little insight as to what's happening on the charts below the top 20. Of course, we do this every week and takes different forms. We're just going to give you some of the albums that are charting and might make their way up to the top 20. It's the lowdown.
We're going to give it to you very quickly. You can find the entire list at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. There are 6 debuts below the top 20 this week, and I would encourage you to go check them all out. At number 47, The Tallest Man on Earth, Dark Bird Is Home, is our lowest debut, and the highest debut below the top 20 is at number 24. It is The Soul Motivators with Free to Believe.
I like that. Kind of sandwiched them. The Soul Believers. I believe in the soul. Do you?
What? What kind of soul?
The Kia Soul. No? It's a car, Brian, just in case you don't know. I know you drive your Prius and you're happy about that, so. All right, we've got a few more tracks.
I don't have Prius.
We've got a few more tracks. We're going to kick it off with number 3. We'll move on from there. Chris Slowrak from Metz is coming up in just a few.
Up one spot, it's Alabama Shakes from Sound and Color. You're going to hear the title track right now on the Earshot 20. Thank you.
2 is the follow-up to Met's self-titled debut album, and it's rocking the charts here on the Earshot 20, has been for the past couple of weeks. Chris Slowrak is the band's bassist, and he's on the show to chat about the album. Chris, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So it's been crazy for you guys, coming off of your first album and touring, now to have this album out and be out on tour again. How do you guys keep the energy up with being so busy?
Well, the show and everything is kind of like the main focus of every one of our days. So we live our day just in preparation for playing a show. So the energy just kind of comes to us when we get up on the stage.
And I'm going to come back to the album, but I want to mention this too. Although I don't get to a lot of opportunity anymore to play video games, I loved Grand Theft Auto. It was a great game. And in prepping for our chat, I read that you were featured on Grand Theft Auto 5, which I think is just totally cool. What was that like for the band?
Well, the funny thing that not a lot of people know is that we actually scored a bunch of that game. We did like a bunch of the scoring for one of the characters. So it was cool being on the game. A lot of people heard our band because of that. But it was actually way cooler to actually write original music for one of the characters that was actually in that game. So the whole experience was pretty great.
Do you feel that the game helped build a bit more of a fan base? Maybe folks who weren't necessarily familiar with you in the beginning, and now that they've heard it from the game, that they've kind of gravitated towards more of your music?
I would hope so. I mean, I guess that's the hope of like having your music in any sort of popular medium. You hope that it catches the ear of somebody.
And so you've got 2 out now. In terms of the sound, do you think that there's been an evolution from the last record?
I think it's a natural continuation from the last record. I don't think we went too far out of our comfort zone, but I think we did experiment with a lot of different things, and I think the songwriting and the recording and the orchestration of the entire thing is better than the first record. That's my opinion.
And going back to touring, as we mentioned at the beginning of the interview, huge tour schedule right now. Is there anywhere that you're heading that you guys really enjoy visiting or is a band favorite?
I mean, the whole idea of going to like foreign countries and foreign cities and seeing things is incredibly appealing. On Tuesday, we go to Greece. So we're in Athens for a few days and then Thessaloniki, and then we go to Macedonia. I'm pretty excited about all of those shows. Those are going to be a lot of fun.
That's pretty awesome. And I mean, it takes you right through the entire summer. What happens after you get back from touring? A little bit of a break? Are you still working on music? What's going to be next?
We went in just before we left for this tour to record a bunch of new music. So we actually have a handful of new songs written and recorded now. And when we get home, I think the idea is just to try and stay as productive as possible and make as much music as we possibly can.
All right, check out the tour schedule as well as the newly released music video for The Swimmer. It's at the Met's website, and that is Met's, MetzZTEM.com. Chris, thanks for chatting with us, and best of luck to you and the band on the tour.
Thank you very much.
Here's a track from 2, sitting at number 2 this week on the charts. Stick around, your number 1 is after this. It's the Earshot 20.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was our number one 2 weeks in a row, Braids, Deep in the Iris, with a track called Getting Tired. Before that, we heard The Swimmer by Metz at number two, up for number three. Their lace is called New. And before we spoke to Metz themselves, you heard Alabama Shakes with the title track Sound and Color at number three.
There we go. It's all done for another week. Another countdown complete for you. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It comes to you from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We, of course, record the show here and broadcast first, and then and from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Fridays, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. Or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And quite possibly next week, I think I'm going to do the show. I know you're going to be busy because we're hosting the National Campus and Community Radio Conference. So perhaps you won't be here. You will be in spirit, though. I know you always stick around in spirit. But I'll probably do the show next week. And maybe I'll try. I'm gonna try and rope someone in, someone new, a new voice.
Okay,
Magnus. Maybe someone, but I'm going to get somebody. Not that I want to replace you, but I kind of want to replace you.
Oh, I bet you could get someone from the NCRA to do it.
Yeah, I could. Someone's going to do it. If I have to bring my shotgun, someone's going to do
it. Whoa, that's not very equitable.
All right, stick around. There's more programming, more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.